This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Study shows liver recovers from exercise in 6 hours, muscles need 24 hours. New research reveals a striking difference in how the liver and muscles recover from intense exercise, with implications for athletes' training and competition schedules. A study published in the Journal of Physiology, 4MI8341, found that while liver glycogen stores fully recover within 6 hours of carbohydrate feeding, muscle glycogen requires nearly 24 hours for complete restoration. 64% decrease in muscle glycogen after exhaustive cycling exercise. Glycogen recovery rates differ dramatically between tissues, percentage depletion after exercise and recovery at 6 and 12 hours with carbohydrate feeding, muscle post-exercise, 64%, liver post-exercise, 34%, muscle at 12H, 30%, liver at 6H, fully restored. Source, Journal of Physiology, 498364 in 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. Dual recovery pathways explain tissue differences. The research, conducted studying 12 well-trained male cyclists aged 25, used a rigorous depletion protocol followed by controlled carbohydrate refeeding. After approximately 2 hours of glycogen-depleting cycling, participants received either water only or a structured carbohydrate protocol, providing 10 grams per kilogram of body weight. The liver's rapid recovery stems from its unique ability to process both glucose and fructose simultaneously through dual transporter systems. According to the study findings, PMID 40836481. This metabolic advantage allows hepatic tissue to rapidly synthesize glycogen when sucrose-based carbohydrates are consumed. Muscle tissue faces different constraints. Recovery depends on GLUT4-mediated glucose transport and glycogen synthase enzyme kinetics, creating an intrinsic bottleneck that high carbohydrate intake cannot overcome, according to the Journal of Physiology study, 40836481. This explains why muscle glycogen remained 30% below baseline even after 12 hours of optimal feeding. Training implications for competitive athletes. The findings have immediate relevance for sports nutrition strategies, particularly for athletes competing in multi-day events or those with less than 24 hours between training sessions. The Journal of Physiology Research, PMID 40836481, suggests that liver function may not be the limiting factor in back-to-back performance scenarios. Without carbohydrate feeding, both liver and muscle tissues remain significantly depleted after 12 hours, according to the study findings. The study protocol used 1.2 grams per kilogram per hour for the first 6 hours, followed by two carbohydrate-rich meals. However, the research has important limitations that affect its generalizability. The study included only male cyclists, and results may differ significantly in female athletes or untrained populations. Additionally, the protocol was standardized to sucrose, while mixed carbohydrate sources commonly used by athletes may yield different recovery kinetics. Metabolic mechanisms drive recovery differences. The underlying physiology explains why simply increasing carbohydrate intake cannot accelerate muscle recovery beyond its natural time frame. While the liver benefits from processing both glucose and fructose components of sucrose through separate pathways, muscle tissue relies primarily on glucose uptake through GLUT4 transporters, according to the Journal of Physiology study, PMID 40836481. This fundamental difference in carbohydrate processing capacity means that liver glycogen synthesis can proceed at maximum rates when adequate substrate is available, while muscle tissue operates under transport and enzymatic constraints regardless of carbohydrate availability. The research team noted that at observed resynthesis rates, approximately 24 hours would be required for complete muscle glycogen replenishment. Liver glycogen fully restored within 6 hours, while muscle glycogen remained approximately 30% below baseline after 12 hours of optimal carbohydrate feeding. Journal of Physiology study, 40836481. Key takeaways: liver glycogen recovers completely within 6 hours of carbohydrate feeding after exhaustive exercise. Muscle glycogen requires approximately 24 hours for full restoration despite optimal nutrition. Sucrose provides advantages for liver recovery through dual glucose-fructose processing pathways. High carbohydrate intake cannot override muscle tissue's intrinsic recovery time constraints. Frequently asked questions: why does the liver recover faster than muscle after exercise? According to the Journal of Physiology study, PMID 4083-6481, the liver can process both glucose and fructose simultaneously through separate transporter systems, while muscles primarily rely on GLUT4-mediated glucose transport. This gives the liver a significant metabolic advantage in glycogen synthesis rates when consuming sucrose-based carbohydrates. How much carbohydrate do athletes need for optimal recovery? The study protocol used 10 grams per kilogram of body weight total, delivered as 1.2 grams per kilogram per hour for 6 hours, followed by carbohydrate-rich meals. This approach fully restored liver glycogen within 6 hours, but muscle recovery still required longer timeframes. Can eating more carbohydrates speed up muscle recovery? No. According to the Journal of Physiology study, PMID 4083-6481, increasing carbohydrate intake beyond optimal levels cannot accelerate muscle glycogen recovery. Muscle tissue has intrinsic constraints related to glucose transport and glycogen synthase enzyme activity that limit recovery rates regardless of substrate availability. These findings will likely influence training periodization and competition scheduling recommendations, particularly for endurance sports where glycogen availability directly impacts performance. Future research examining female athletes and mixed carbohydrate sources will help refine these evidence-based recovery protocols. Source: carbohydrate feeding after strenuous exercise rapidly restores liver glycogen within 6 hours, but muscle context shows liver recovers from exercise in 6 hours. Muscles need 24 hours. Description: study shows liver recovers from exercise in 6 hours with carbs, but muscles need 24 hours. Key findings for athletes and recovery nutrition strategies. Author: at type, organization, name, GMJ editorial team. Publisher: at type, organization, name, GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-22. Date modified: 2026-05-2. At context: does the liver recover faster than muscle after exercise? At type: answer, text. According to the Journal of Physiology study, PMID 4083-6481, the liver can process both glucose and fructose simultaneously through separate transporter systems, while muscles primarily rely on GLUT4-mediated glucose transport. This gives the liver a significant metabolic advantage in glycogen synthesis rates when consuming sucrose-based carbohydrates. At type: question, name, how much carbohydrate do athletes need for optimal recovery? Accepted answer. At type: answer, text. The study protocol used 10 grams per kilogram of body weight total, delivered as 1.2 grams per kilogram per hour for 6 hours, followed by carbohydrate-rich meals. This approach fully restored liver glycogen within 6 hours, but muscle recovery still required longer timeframes. At type: question, name, can eating more carbohydrates speed up muscle recovery? Accepted answer. At type: answer, text, no. According to the Journal of Physiology study, 4083-6481, increasing carbohydrate intake beyond optimal levels cannot accelerate muscle glycogen recovery. Muscle tissue has intrinsic constraints related to glucose transport and glycogen synthase enzyme activity that limit recovery rates regardless of substrate availability.